Will you please turn to 1 Timothy?
我们看提摩太前书。
First Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
We'll read from verse 8 through verse 10.
我们从第八节读到第十节。
Exercise thyself unto godliness, for bodily exercise is profitable for a little, but godliness is profitable for everything, having promise of life, of the present one, and of that to come. The word is faithful and worthy of all acceptation, for this we labor and suffer reproach, because we hope in a living God, who is preserver of all men, especially of those that believe.
第八节，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，应有今生和来生的应许。且话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。我们劳苦努力，正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
The letter to the Ephesians,
以弗所书
Chapter 4,
第四章。
We will read from verse 17 through verse 32.
我们从十七节一直读到三十二节。
This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye should no longer walk as the rest of the nations walk in the vanity of their mind, being darkened in understanding, estranged from the life of God, by reason of the ignorance which is in them, by reason of the hardness of their hearts, who having cast off all feeling,have given themselves up to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness, and greedy, unsatisfied lust. But ye have not thus learned the Christ, if ye have heard him, and be instructed in him, according as the truth is in Jesus. Namely, your having put off, according to the former conversation, the old man, which corrupts itself,according to the deceitful lusts, and being renewed in the spirit of your mind, and your having put on the new man, which according to God is created in truthful righteousness and holiness. Wherefore, having put off falsehood, speak truth, every one with his neighbor, because we are members one of another. Be angry, but do not sin.Let not the sun set upon your wrath, neither give room for the devil. Let the stealer steal no more, but rather let him toil, working what is honest with his hands, that he may have to distribute to him that has need. Let no corrupt word go out of your mouth, but if there be any good one for needful edification,that it may give grace to those that hear it, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which ye have been sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and heat of passion and wrath and clamor and injurious language be removed from you with all malice, and be to one another kind, compassionate, forgiving one another,so as God also in Christ has forgiven you.
十七节，所以我说，且在主里头确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事，他们心地混昧，与神所赐生命隔绝了，多因自己的无知，心里刚硬，良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的道真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新， 并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象所造的，有真理和仁义和圣洁。所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。生气却不要犯罪，不可横怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力亲手做正经事，就有余分给拿缺少的人。污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。一切苦毒、怒恨、愤怒、扰闹、诽谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
And finally, the letter to the Colossians.
最后我们看哥罗西书。
Chapter 4, verses 5 and 6.
第四章第五节第六节。
Walk in wisdom towards those without, redeeming opportunities. Let your word be always with grace, seasoned with salt, so as to know how ye ought to answer each one.
第五节，你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎么样回答个人。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for Thy table.
主，为了你为我们预备的桌子，我们感谢你。
We thank Thee for all that Thou hast done for us in love.
我们为着你在爱里头为我们所做的一切，我们感谢你。
Our hearts are constrained by Thy love.
我们的心就被你爱所激励。
We come to Thee this morning, Lord.
主，早晨我们再来到你的跟前。
To hear Thy word.
我们要听你向我们说话。
We pray that Thou will speak directly to each and every one of us.
我们求你把你话直接说在我们每个人心的里面。
We pray that Thy word become living and operative in our lives.
我们希望你的话这是活活的有功效的。现在我们生命的当中
that we may live a life that will give glory unto yourself.
但愿我们的生活就能够荣耀你的自己。
We commit this time into thy loving hand.
主，我们把这段时间放在你慈爱的手中。
And trust thy Holy Spirit to do his work.
我们深信圣灵做他荣耀的工作。
To the praise and glory of God.
要荣耀神的自己，荣耀我们的主。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Well, we thank God for giving us another opportunity to hear the word.
我们感谢主再给我们一次机会来听到他自己的话。
This time, we focus on spiritual exercise and our daily life.
其次我们集中说到属灵的操练跟我们日常的生活。
Spiritual life is very practical.
属灵的生命是属灵生活是非常实际的。
It will affect our personal life.
它会影响我们日常的生活。
It will affect our family life.
它会影响我们的家庭的生活。
It will affect our church life.
影响我们教会的生活。
And it will affect our social life.
也会影响我们社交的生活。
But for us to really experience,
这照着我们的经历来说,
to experience the life of Christ in our daily living,
我们经历基督在我们日常生活里头做我们的生命,
we need to have spiritual exercise.
我们需要有属灵的操练。
Now we have covered how spiritual exercise affect our personal life, our family life, and our church life.
我们交通过属灵的操练怎么在我们生活的个人的生活家庭的生活教会的生活里头来影响我们。
Now this morning we look to the Lord that he will show us how spiritual exercise will affect our social life.
今天早晨在仰望主来帮助我们看到属灵的操练怎么影响我们社交的生活。
When we were born into this world,
当我们降在生在这世上
we were born into society.
我们一生下来就在社会的里头。
We not only have our parents,
我们不单有我们的父母。
We may also have our siblings.
我们还有我们兄弟姊妹。
We may have many relatives.
我们还有很多的亲戚。
And as we grow in life,
当你在一直长大的时候
we go to school.
我们就到学校去
and we have many schoolmates.
然后你有很多的同学
and after we go into society to work,
然后我们到社会来工作的时候
we have our colleagues.
然后我们就有我们的同事
Life
生命
is social.
生命是跟社会有关系的
We are all social beings.
我们都是有一个社会关系的一般人
We do not live by ourselves.
我们不是孤单的活在这个地方
We live among people.
我们是活在人群当中
And there are actions and reactions.
他们有每个人他们都有他们的行动我们有我们的行动
But how do we live in our society?
那我们该怎么样在我们这个社会里头来生活呢
？Whether it is in the small circle of our family，
就好像小到好像我们自己的家
，among our relatives，
在我们一些亲戚朋友亲戚当中
，or whether we live among our friends， our neighbors，
还是我们的朋友我们的邻居
，or even among our enemies，
就是我们的仇敌。
Now, how do we live our social life?
那我们在这些社交生活里头，我们该怎么样活呢？
Now, if you look back to your own experience,
如果你回头看看你自己的经验，
because we all have experiences,
因为每一个人都有你自己的体验的。
Ask yourself,
问问你自己，
how did you live your social life?
你的社交的生活是怎么过的？
By what life you were living?
你是根据什么样的生命来过这个生活呢
？Now, of course, we all know before we believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们知道，当我们还没有信主以前
，the only life that we know is our own natural life.
我们知道，我们只有自己的天然的生命
，that which we have inherited from Adam.
那我们是从亚当那里承接过来的
，and it was a fallen life.
那是堕落的生命。
As a matter of fact, if you read Ephesians chapter 2,
实在说来，当你读到那个以弗所书第二章的时候，
in verse 20 says, And you, being dead in your offenses and sins, in which he once walked according to the age of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air, the spirit who now works in the sins of disobedience,Among whom we also all once had our conversation in the lust of our flesh, doing what the flesh and the thoughts willed to do, and were children by nature of wrath, even as the rest.
第一节，你们实在过犯罪恶之中，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领。就是现今在波逆之子心中运行的邪灵，我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中的喜好去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
This was the way that we live our social life.
这是我们所有社交生活的描写。
We live according to our lusts.
我们是根据我们的私欲而活着。
We live according to the fashion of this world.
我们根据今生的风俗而活着。
And without our knowing, actually we are living under the authority of the power of darkness.
我们就不知道，其实我们是活在空中掌权者的首领底下而活。
But thank God.
但感谢主。
He saved us.
他拯救了我们。
And when he saved us, what happened?
当我们被拯救以后，有什么事情发生呢？
In Colossians chapter 1 verse 13，
在哥罗西书第一章十三节这里就说了，
Who has delivered us from the authority of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love？
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，就把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹，
When you are saved，
当我们得救的时候，
God has done something far beyond our expectation，
他所做的是远超过我们所期待的。
He not only has forgiven all our sins，
他不但把我们所有的罪都赦免了，
deliver us out of death，
把我们拯救脱离死亡，
He has also regenerated us，
他再把我们重生过来，
give us a new life，
把新的生命给我们，
Christ becomes our life，
基督成为我们的生命，
He quickened our dead spirit into life，
他点活我们那个死的灵，叫他重新活过来。
That we may have a new spirit，
然后我们有一个新的灵。
And the Holy Spirit lives in our spirit，
那个圣灵就住在我们的灵的里头。
Now all these are personal，
这都是个人的。
But all these are what God has done when we believe in Him，
这一切都是当我们一相信的时候，我们的主就坐在我们的里面。
But it is more than that，
但不单是这样。
Because when He saves us，
因为当主拯救我们的时候，
He saved us into a family，
他把我们拯救到一个家的里面，
The family of God，
是神的家。
And He made us members of the one body of Christ，
他要我们成为这个基督的身体里头的肢体。
Now all these happened to youWhen you believe in the Lord Jesus，
这一切都在你相信主那个时候都发生了。
But there is something more，
不单这样，还有更多。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus，
当我们相信主耶稣的时候，
The Bible tells us，
圣经就告诉我们，
That He has delivered us out of the power of darkness，
他要救我们脱离那黑暗的国度，
And has translated usinto the kingdom of the Son of His love，
把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
Brothers and sisters， have you ever considered that？
弟兄姊妹，到底你有没有想过这个点？
We are not only saved from our sins，
我们不单从罪里头被拯救出来，
We are also saved from this world，
我们也从这个世界里头被救出来了。
Because the worldIs under darkness，
因为这世界都在黑暗权势的底下。
It's under the authority of darkness，
乃是黑暗的权势。
It's under the enemy of God，
这是神的仇敌的鬼的权势。
He is ruling over this world，
他都掌管了这个世界。
We were born into this world，
我们生在这世界上里头。
But when we are born again，
当我们重生的时候，
God has delivered us out of this authority of darkness，
主就把我们拯救我们脱离这黑暗的权势。
And He has translated us into another kingdom，
然后就把我们迁到另外一个国度的里头。
It is the kingdom of the Son of God's love，
那就是他爱子的国里。
So brothers and sisters，
所以弟兄姊妹，
When we are saved，
当我们得救，
There is a changeOf position，
我们的地位就改变了。
We no longer belong to the power of darkness，
我们不再属于这黑暗的权势。
We have been delivered out of it，
我们已经从哪里被拯救出来了。
And we have been translated into another kingdom，
我们已迁到另外一个国的里面。
We belong to the kingdom of the Son of God's love，
我们是被迁到神爱子的国里。
Now you remember when God delivered the children of Israel，
你还记得神拯救以色列人的故事？
When Israel， the people of Israel were in Egypt，
当以色列人在埃及的时候，
they were slaves，
他们是做奴隶的。
They served Pharaoh，
他们服侍法老。
And they were not even allowed to live，
他们连活命的指望都没有。
But God had mercy upon them，
但神有怜悯向着他们。
He sent Moses to Egypt to deliver them.
他差遣摩西来拯救他们。
And I believe you know the story of Passover.
我想你们都知道逾越节的故事。
One night,
一个晚上,
God was going to destroy all the firstborn in Egypt.
神就把埃及所有投生的都杀了。
Whether it is people or animal.
不管是牲畜, 不管是人,
but in order to deliver his own people out of death,
那为了要拯救他的百姓脱离死亡,
he gave them the Passover lamb. And with the blood upon the doors,
然后这位学徒在那个门楣上,
and the whole family of Israel will live within the house and eat the lamb.
然后所有以色列的人就在家里头房子里头吃那个逾越节的羔羊。
And when midnight came,
当午夜来了,
and the angel of death passed over Egypt,
那命令的使者就巡行埃及全地。
When he saw the blood, he passed over.
只要他看见有血, 他就越过去了。
And the firstborn of Israel was saved.
所有以色列投生的命就能够保留下来。
Now this is the type of what happened to us.
那就是我们自己的一个预表。
Because Christ is our Passover.
因为我们的主是那个真正的逾越节。
It is his blood that has washed us from our sins.
他的血洗净我们一切的罪。
And deliver us out of death, eternal death.
拯救我们脱离那个永远的死亡。
But the children of Israel did not stay in Egypt.
但以色列人不是停在埃及。
Now if they still stay in Egypt,
如果我们当然留在埃及的话,
Pharaoh will still have dominion over them.
那法老还在管辖他们。
So the problem was not really solved.
那这个问题就没有解决了。
We remember that on that night of Passover,
我们知道就在逾越节的那个晚上,
how they marched out of Egypt.
他们从一般人就是离开了埃及。
They crossed the Red Sea.
他们过了红海。
So Egypt was completely behind them.
那埃及就完全在他们背后。
And as the Bible said,
就这圣经所说的,
they were baptized unto Moses.
他们就受浸归入摩西。
Really, it means that they are baptized unto God.
实际说就是他们受洗归给神。
They have been they were transferred, delivered, and transferred to another kingdom.
他们就已经被拯救转到另外一个国度的里面。
Now God was their God.
神是他们的神。
They were under the rule of God.
他们就被神来管理他们。
Under the care of God.
神来照管他们。
Now this is but a type.
你只不过是一个预表。
But the antitype is with us.
但那个实际就在我们里面。
Our Lord Jesus, He has delivered us out of the authority of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His love.
我们的主把我们拯救我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们牵到他爱子的国里。
So this is our new position.
这是我们新的地位。
This is our position in relation to the world.
这是我们新的地位，也是我们跟着世界新的一个关系。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
there is a change.
有一个大的改变。
And whether that change is a reality in your life or not,
不管这个改变在你里头，你感觉实在不实在。
It depends on your spiritual exercise.
那就关系在于你属灵的操练的怎么样。
Now, first of all,
首先,
we need to know what is meant by the word world.
我们必须要知道世界这个字是什么的意思。
If you search the scriptures,
如果我们来查考圣经,
you find the world in the Bible has four different meanings.
世界这个词在圣经里头有四个不同的意义。
Number one,
第一个,
the world is cosmos.
世界这个字，希腊文叫 cosmos, 就是这个世界。
It means that it is an organized system.
就是这个组织，这个系统。
There is a system being organized.
So 在这世界里头有一个系统已经是安排好了。
Now who organized it?
谁来安排这一切?
It is organized by the enemy of God.
这就是神的仇敌来安排的。
Now God created the world.
神创造这个世界。
But the enemy came and tried to organize it under him.
但这个仇敌就来安排他，根据仇敌的设计来安排他。
And he will use the world to try to fight with God.
他要用这世界来与神对敌。
Whether it is religious,
不管是宗教,
whether it is educational,
不管是教育,
whether it is government,
不管是政府,
whether it is economics,
不管是经济,
whether it is social,
不管是社交的生活,
in whatever area in this world,
这世界里头每一项每一个事情,
the enemy organizes it into one under his authority.
魔鬼就在这里一直来管你，要在一个的权柄的底下。So
he is called the God of this world.
所以他就成为这世界的王。The
Prince of this world.
这世界的王。This
is what you find in 1 John chapter 2.
你就在约翰一书第二章，你就看见这样的描写。In
1 John chapter 2.
在约翰一书第二章。
You find in verse 14,
第十四节,
the second part.
下半段,
I have written to you, young man, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, nor the things of the world. If anyone loved the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
十四节下半段，少年人呐，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常在存在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者，不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。Now
here you find the world is an enemy to God.
你就知道世界就是神的仇敌。
Because it is under the wicked one.
因为是在那个恶者的底下手下,
he used the world to fight against God.
他用世界来与神对敌,
he used the world to keep the people under his slavery.
他要用这世界叫人都一直在他手下来服侍他。
And so far as this word is concerned,
根据这个字我们来理解的话,
we have already been delivered and translated out of it.
我们已经被拯救，已经被救出来了。
Positionally speaking,
从地位上来说,
we do not belong to this world.
我们不再属于这个世界。
We belong to God.
我们只属于神。
Now that is the first meaning of the word
其实,
in the Bible.
其实圣经里头对世界这个词第一个的解释。
But the world in the Bible has another meaning.
但世界在圣经里头还有第二个的解释。
It means the earth and the things God has created in that earth.
就是在这个地上还有地上神所做的一切。
If you were turn to Psalm 24,
我们看诗篇24篇。
In Psalm 24,
我们看诗篇24篇,
verse 1,
第一节,
the earth is Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein.
第一节, 地和其中所充满的, 世界和住在其间的, 都属耶和华。
You know, the Hebrew poem, they use repetition.
你知道这个写希伯来写诗的人，他们常用重复的话。
So here you find the earth is Jehovah's and the fullness thereof.
他就是说地和其中所充满的。
And he repeated.
他重复他。
By say the world and they that dwell therein.
重复就是世界和其住和住在其间的。
So the second meaning of the world is the earth and the fullness of it.
所以世界这个字就是第一段的说地和其中所充满的。
Now so far as the earth and the fullness of it is concerned,
从我们看到这个地和其中所充满的，我们从节节来看的话，
we know that God created for man.
神是为人来创造，
not only for man to enjoy,
不但为了叫人得到享受，
but for man to take care of.
就还要人来管理他。
Now today you find men try to enjoy the earth but do not take care of the earth.
我们看见人在这享受这个地，但没有照管这个地。
So it caused big problems today.
是今天你发觉很大的难处。
Now that is the world in the sense of the earth.
其实是这个世界这个字的意涵义。
And number three,
还有第三个,
the world in the scripture speaks of the things of the world.
世界是说到就世界里头的一切。
And that is again in 1 John chapter 2.
然后还回到约翰一书的第二章,
verse 16.
16节,
because all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
16节,因为凡世界上的事,就像肉体的情欲,眼目的情欲,并心生的骄傲,都不是从父来的,乃是从世界来的。
And the world is passing, and is lust, but he that does the will of God abides for eternity.
其实世界和其上的情欲都要过去,唯独遵行神旨意的要永远长存。
So to us, what is the world?
对我们来说,世界是什么?
It is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
这是肉体的情欲,眼目的情欲,并今生的骄傲。
The world used all these things to tempt us.
所以世界用了这三样的东西来试探我们。
And if we are tempted, then we fall into sin.
如果我们接受这个试探,我们就落在罪的里面。
What is lust?
什么叫私欲?
Lust is that which is legitimate, be drawn over law.
情欲就是当你离开神的时候，你感觉还是合法的。
There is something which is legitimate. There is something that is legitimate.
有的东西是合法的。
It is something that God has made.
这是神所做的。
But if you extend that which is legitimate beyond its boundary, that is lust.
只要你把那个合法一直延伸到那个极限的时候, 那就是情欲。
There is a legitimate use of the flesh.
那这是你合法的使用你的肉身,
we need to eat in order to live.
我们需要吃, 没有吃的话, 我们活不下去。
The Chinese live to eat.
中国人是为吃而生的。
The British eat to live.
英国人也是为吃而生的。
But remember,
但要记住,
we live to eat.
我们因为活着，我们需要吃。
But it doesn't mean that eat is the purpose of our living.
但你生存的目的不是为了要吃。
If we indulge ourselves,
indulge ourselves. 如果我们放纵我们的自己,
overeating,
我们吃了太多,
now that's lust.
那就成为我们的情欲。
So you find the enemy try to extend what is legitimate to sin.
所以仇敌就要把那个合法的事情一直往前推，推到我们在罪的里面。
There is nothing wrong with seeing.
看东西没有什么错的。
God created this world in such a beautiful way.
神把这个世界创造得那么美丽。
For us to enjoy.
叫我们能够享受。
But what is the lust of the eye?
但什么是眼目的情欲?
If you extend it over the limit,
对,如果你把它一直推超过应该有的限度,
you see it and you covet it.
你一直看,一直放纵它,
now that becomes sin.
那就变成罪了。
And the same thing with the pride of life.
同样今生的骄傲,
as we live, we should have a certain dignity.
我们在这地上活着,
Nothing wrong with taking care of dignity.
你要照顾你的自尊是应该的。
But when we see others having something we don't have, we lust for it.
但我们发觉有的东西人家有我没有,
I want to be bigger.
我要大一点,
higher.
我要高一点,
richer.
我要更富有,
more famous.
我要更有名望,
that's the pride of life.
其实就是今生的骄傲,
now that is the world.
其实就是世界,
so brothers and sisters,
是弟兄姊妹,
you find how subtle is the enemy.
你看仇敌多么狡猾,
he tried to take what God has created and for us to use legitimately.
他用神合法给我们想的一切的东西,
and change it into something that is illegitimate, that is sinful.
然后把它变到一个地步, 变成不再合法, 而且在罪的里面。
And for this, love not the world and the things of the world.
就是说不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Do not set your minds upon the world and the things of the world.
你不要把你爱世界和世界上的事情。
Because if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
因为人若爱世界, 爱父的心就不在他里面了。
But thank God the Bible says, young man,
但感谢主, 圣经说, 少年人啊,
you are strong.
你是有力量的,
because you have the word of God within you.
因为神的道常存在你们心里,
you have the spirit of God with you.
因为神的灵在你们的里面,
and he will tell you what is the world and the things of the world.
他会告诉你这个世界里头是什么,
that you may not love it unless lest your love of the Father grows cold. You will not love the world so that the love of the Father is lost. Now, number four.
第四点,
the word in the Bible means people.
世界这个词在圣经里说到人。
John 3:16.
God
so loved the world,
神爱世人,
that he gave his only begotten Son,
就把他的独生子赐给他们,
that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
要却信他的不至灭亡,反得永生。
Now the word there means people.
这个世界再次说明是世人。
So we should love the people that God has created.
我们对神所创造的人, 我们要爱他。
So brothers and sisters, remember, there are these fourfold meaning of the word.
所以我们要记住, 圣经里要提到世界有这四方面的意义。
And you know how to react to each of these four different meanings.
那这四方面, 我们都知道怎么来应付它。
You know, John 17,
约翰福音17章,
is the Lord's Prayer.
那是我们主的祷告。
Before he went to the cross,
在他还没有上十字架以前,
he prayed a priestly prayer.
他是一个祭司的祷告。
Now of course in that prayer,
在这祷告的里面,
the purpose he prayed is that we may be one.
他的祷告的重点, 我们能够合一。
Not only those apostles that were with him,
不但是跟他在一起那些门徒,
but all those who have heard from these apostles,
凡是听了他们的道理的人,
and believe in the Lord Jesus,
那相信主耶稣基督的人,
our Lord prayed for all of us.
那我们主为了我们每一个都祷告,
he wants us to be one,
他要我们合而为一,
as he and the Father are one.
正如他与父合而为一一样。
Now how were the oneness of the Father and the Son?
父跟子怎么的成为一个一?
They are one in the Spirit.
他们在灵里头是一。
So he wants all of us who believe in him to be one in spirit.
我们所有相信主的人, 我们在灵里头, 都能够合而为一。
We keep the unity of the spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
我们在这平安里头, 我们众人能够合为一个。
But when you read this prayer of our Lord Jesus,
在我们读我们主这个祷告的时候,
you find the world is mentioned a number of times.
你看见世界这个词出现了好几次。
But there the Lord seems to tell us that the world has much to do with our oneness in Christ.
这好像说到这世界特别针对我们这个合一的这个事实。
If we know how to deal with the world,
如果我们知道怎么来对付这个世界,
then it will help us to be one in the Spirit.
我们就能够帮助我们怎么在灵里头能够合一。
So when you read the prayer of our Lord Jesus in John chapter 17,
所以我们在约翰17章我们读的时候,
there are a fourfold relationship with the world.
我们根据世界有四层的关系。
And the word here speaks of the cosmos.
这个世界在这里就说到这个世界里头的系统。
That is the world under the enemy of God.
这个说到在仇敌控制底下的那个世界。
Now what is our relationship with this world?
我们跟这世界到底有什么关系?
Number one.
第一个,
verse 6.
第六节,
I have manifested thy name to the man whom thou givest me out of the world. They are thine, and thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word.
第六节, 你从世上赐给我的人, 我应将你的名显明于他们, 他们本是你的, 你将他们赐给我, 他们也遵守了你的道。
Now here you find that phrase, out of the world.
在英文里头是说到, 这些人是从世界出来。
Once we belong to the world,
以前我们属于这个世界,
just like the rest of the people.
就好像其他人一样。
But thank God, he has delivered us out of the authority of darkness.
感谢主，他拯救我们脱离黑暗的权势。
And has translated us into the kingdom of the Son of God's love.
把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
So we are those who are delivered out of the world.
我们就是接班人, 把我们从世界里头拯救出来的。
This is our position.
这是我们的地位。
This is our basic relationship with the world.
这是我们跟着世界最基本的关系。
We have been delivered out of it.
我们被救出来了。
We do not belong to the world.
我不再属于这个世界。
We belong to God.
我们只属于我们的神。
Our citizenship is in heaven.
那个国民权是在天上。
We belong to him.
我们属于他。
This is our position.
这是我们的地位。
Out of the world.
从世界出来,
now number two.
第二个,
verse 9.
第九节,
no, verse 11.
二十一节,
and I'm no longer in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep them in thy name which thou hast given me, that they may be one as we.
从今以后我不在世上,他们却在世上,我往你哪里去,圣父啊,求你因你所赐给我的名,保守他们,叫他们合为一,像我们一样。
At that time, our Lord Jesus was going to the cross.
这个时候我们主快要上十字架,
but he will be resurrected on the third day.
但第三天他就复活,
and after he appeared to his disciples for 40 days,
然后40天之久向他们显现,
he will be out of the world.
然后他就离开这个世界。
The world that has persecuted him,
这个世界来 迫害他,
the world that has rejected him.
这个世界弃绝了他,
the world that has crucified him.
这个世界把他钉在十字架上,
now he has overcome the world.
现在他胜过了这个世界,
and he is risen and he is ascended on high.
他已经复活升到高天上,
but what about us?
那我们怎么办?
He said, I'm not of the, out of the world. But those who believe in me are still in the world. You know, sometimes I have that kind of fancy. How good it would be.
那多么的美好啊,
if as soon as I was saved, I would be raptured to heaven.
That
will save me lots of problems. But God does not do that. He saves us and leaves us in the world. Leave us to temptations. Leave us to suffering. Leave us to persecution. Now, why does he do that? Well, he has a good reason for it. So we are still in the world. Spiritually, positionally, we are out of the world.
从属灵的, 从地位上来说,
but physically, we are still in the world.
但从身体来说,
that's our second relationship. And then the third one.
然后来到第三个,
14.
第十四节,
I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, as I am not of the world.
十四节, 我已将你的道赐给他们, 世界又恨他们, 因为他们不熟世界, 正如我不熟世界一样。
Not of the world.
不属于这个世界。
Out of the world.
从这世界出来。
In the world,
在世上,
not of the world. Now do you see where you are?
你知道你现在在哪里吗?
You are out of the world.
你从世界出来,
you are still in the world.
你又活在世上,
but you are not of the world. In other words, physically speaking, you are in the world.
所以从这个肉身来说,
you are still surrounded by the world. But spiritually, you are not of the world. So far as your spiritual life is concerned, you live in heaven. You do not live in this world. That is our third relationship. And then the fourth one. First, 18. As thou hast sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world.
你怎么样猜我到世上, 我也照样猜他们到世上。
Into the world.
进到世上, 世界里面,
到世上。 Out of the world.
从世界出来,
in the world.
在世上,
not of the world,
不属于世界,
into the world.
又进到世界里头,
we have been sent into the world.
我们被猜到世界上,
but we are sent with a purpose.
我们被猜到哪里去, 有目的的,
that we may be a testimony to the world.
我们要向这个世界做见证,
we testify of our Lord Jesus. And we try to preach the gospel to the unbelievers, that they too may be saved. So we have a mission concerning the world. Now, brothers and sisters, these are the fourfold relationship with the world as a system.
在对着这世界的系统里头,
and this should govern our relationship with the world.
跟这个世界的关系。
So we should ask ourselves,
我要问问我们自己，
Is this the way that we have our relationship with the world?
我们跟这世界的关系是不是解释方面？
Is it the way that we live our social life?
我们的社交生活是不是这样来活着呢？
To the young people,
对年轻的弟兄姐
妹, may I say something?
我要对你们讲一些话。
We all have friends.
我们都有朋友。
Because we are social beings.
因为我们是社交的一些人。
We are close to those who have the same temperament, same idea, maybe same ambition.
我们对那些有同样气质、同样的兴趣，或者同样野心的人，我们都常走在一起。
When you are saved,
当你得救了，
what will be your relationship with your old friends?
跟你是老朋友、旧朋友，你跟他关系是怎么样？
Do you continue with your friendship?
你还跟他保持过去这些友谊吗？
You know what is friendship?
你知道友谊是什么？
Friendship is something that must be built up all the time.
友谊是你一直要维持，要一直来建立它的。
Now, if friendship is not gradually building up, and it will be cooled down.
如果你不维持你的友谊往上去，慢慢它就冷下来的。
God has no desire for us to just say to our old friends, he said, you are no longer my friend.
神从来没有意思说，从信主以后你就跟那些朋友说，我不再跟你做朋友了，没有这个意思。
We are not antisocial.
我们不是跟这个世界隔绝的，是这个社会隔绝的。
These old friends are still our friends.
那些我以前的旧朋友还是我的朋友。
But remember one thing.
但我们记得一个事情。
Now, your friendship is substituted by fellowship.
你的友谊应该被交通相交取代的。
Because friendship is based upon our natural life.
因为友谊是根据你天然的生命。
Fellowship is based upon the Christ life in us.
交通是根据基督在你里头的生命。
Friendship is not as intimate, close as fellowship.
友谊从来不像相交那么亲密，那么的紧密。
Fellowship surpasses friendship.
那个交通应该取代了这个友谊。
So to Christians,
胜过了友谊。
So to Christians, after we are saved,
所以我们做基督徒，我们得救以后，
many of our social lives will be substituted by our church life.
所有社交的生活慢慢就被教会的生活来取代它。
We can still keep our old friends.
我们还要保留我们以前那些旧的朋友。
But one thing to remember,
但有一个事情你要记住，
you do not try to increase the friendship.
你不要再增加你的那个友谊。
Because you have a church life to live.
因为你有一个教会的生活你要活的。
You cannot go where your friends go.
你朋友去的地方你不能去了。
You cannot do what your friends do.
你的朋友做的事你不能再做了。
You have to take a stand for Christ.
你要为神而站住。
But you are still friendly with him.
但你跟他们还是非常友好的。
Because you have a purpose.
因为你有一个的目的。
The Lord sent you to the world.
神把你们差到世上。
To try to bring him into brotherhood.
把他带回来成为你的弟兄。
How good it will be if your friends will become your brother and sister.
如果你的朋友有一天成为你的弟兄姊妹，那是何等美丽的事情呢？
And that is what the Lord will do with us.
那是主在我们生命中要做的事情。
That happened to me when I was a young man.
当我年轻的时候，主就在我身上做这样的事。
When I was in school, I have my friends.
我在学校里头，我有很多的朋友。
Some were very intimate friends.
有的是非常要好的朋友。
But after God saved me.
但当主就拯救我以后
I had to be faithful to my Lord.
我对我们主要忠心
We were continually being friendly to each other.
我们彼此还是非常的友好有友谊
And some thank God got saved.
Some, 有些朋友他也得救了
Become brothers.
那成为弟兄了
But unfortunately, there are still some who did not.
但很可惜的，我的朋友还没有信主。
But we are still a friendly relationship.
我们还保留这个友谊在当中。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
our social life will be sublimated.
我们的那个社交的生活一定要一直的提起来。
We will have fellowship.
我们要变成有交通。
And this is far better.
那比那个社交生活更好。
And it will glorify the Lord.
这样就荣耀我们的神。
Now I remember the story.
我还记得一个故事。
Maybe you have heard of Saint Augustine.
大概你们听过奥古斯丁的故事。
Augustine was a young man.
奥古斯丁他是个年轻人。
Very brilliant.
那非常的聪明。
When he was a young man, he became a professor of rhetoric.
他年轻的时候，他已经当了一个语言学的教授。
And at that time, the professor of rhetoric is the highest professor.
那个时候，当这个教授是最高的教授。
But he lived a very dissipated life.
但是他过了非常腐败的生活。
It was the tear of his mother, Monica.That brought him to the Lord.
只有他妈妈 Monica 的眼泪把他带回到神的跟前。
Now after he was saved,
当他得救以后
，One day he was walking on the street.
他走在那个街上
，And a voice from behind called him.
有个声音从后头就叫他
，Augustine, Augustine.
奥古斯丁，奥古斯丁。
He did not reply.
他没有回话。
He continued walking on.
他一直往前走。
And finally, that voice, the lady.Caught him.
然后那个后面叫他那个女孩子坐在前头挡住他。
Do you know me?
你认得我吗
？Augustine said.
奥古斯丁他说
，The one that knew you was already dead.
你认识的奥古斯丁已经死了。
Now that's our relationship with the world.
这是我们跟世界的关系。
I remember another story.
我还记得另外一个故事。
During the First World War,
在第一次世界大战的时候
，there were some soldiers that were on the train going to the front.
那些有人坐的那个火车要到前线去。
And they had nothing to do.
在车上没有什么事情做。
So they began to play cards.
所以他们就玩那个扑克牌。
But they were only three.
那只有三个人。
And they need.The fourth one.
他需要还牵一个人才能够玩。
And they saw another soldier sitting by.
他看见有一个士兵就坐在哪里。
So they say, "Come and join us."
他你来，加上跟我一起玩。
And the soldier said,
那个士兵说
"I'm sorry."
对不起。
I don't have arms.
我没有手。
They look at him.
他看着他。
He has two arms.
他两只手好好的。
What do you mean?
你到底讲什么啊？
一些。These arms do not belong to me.
这两只手不属于我的。
They belong to the Lord.
是属于主的。
I cannot use it by myself.
我自己不能用它。
Now that's a testimony.
这就是见证。
That's our relationship with the world.
这是我们跟世界的关系。
So don't be antisocial.
我不是说我们跟这社会完全隔绝了。
We will continue with our social life.
我们还有我们社交的生活。
But it will be circumscribed.
但是我们必须能够不但各有受洗或隔离一样。
Instead, our emphasis is on fellowship.
我们的看重那个点是我们的相交。
And that is what we should do.
那是我们该做的。
Now finally,
最后
Life is composed of these four dimensions.
生命生活是从这四方面来组成的。
We have our personal life to live.
我们有我们个人的生活。
We have our family life to live.
我们有我们家庭的生活要活。
We have our church life to live.
我们有教会的生活要活。
And we have our social life to live.
我们有社交的生活来活。
Now, number one.
第一个,
how do we live these four dimensions of life?
在这生命这四方面，我们该怎么样活着呢？
The principle is the same.
那个原则是一样的，不变的。
Not I, but Christ.
不再是我，乃是基督。
You do not live your personal life again by your old Adamic life.
你的活着不再根据你老亚当的生命来活着。
You live by the life of Christ in you.
你要根据基督的生命在你里面活着。
In the family.
在家庭里头。
You do not live by your Adamic life.
你不是在靠亚当的生命来活着。
You live by the life of Christ.
你要根据基督的生命来活着。
To be parents, to be children.
你不管做父母，做儿女。
Not live by your own self life.
不要靠你己的生命来活。
The same thing with church life.
在教会生活也是一样。
And the same with social life.
在社交的生活也是一样。
So remember, it is the life of Christ in you.
基督的生命在你里面。
And unless we have spiritual exercise,
除非我们有属灵的操练,
we exercise our conscience,
我们操练我们的良心,
that we may live a conscience without offense before God and man.
我们在人跟神面前存着无愧的良心。
We exercise our intuition.
我们操练我们的直觉。
Whatever God has revealed to us, we obey.
只要神向我们说话, 我们就顺服。
We exercise our communion.
我们操练我们的交通。
We have a life with the Lord every day.
我们跟我们主每天有这样相交的生活。
Keep close to Him day by day.
每天就这样靠近他。
Hour by hour.
每一个时刻靠近他。
That's the way we live.
这是我们的
That is Christian life.
这是基督徒的生活。
But you say,
哎,你说,
we have only 24 hours.
我只有24个小时啊。
Now how can we fulfill all these four areas?
我怎么把这个每一个项目我都能够做好呢?
How are we, or am I going to cope with it?
我怎么来分配他们呢?
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
在那个传道书的第三章,
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
第三章, 传道书第三章,
verse 1.
第一节,
to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens.
凡事都有定期, 天下万物都有定时.
And if you return to chapter 8,
你看第八章,
verse 5.
第五节,
whoso keepeth the commandment shall know no evil thing, and a wise man's heart knows time and manner.
凡遵守命令的必不经历祸患, 智慧人的心能辨明时候和定理。
So we need to pray. We need to put ourselves before the Lord and ask Him to show us how to divide our time. Give us wisdom that we may know how to distribute our time. How much time we live our personal life. How much time we live our family life. How much time we live our church life. And how much time we live our social life. May God give us wisdom. That we may be able to perform all these four responsibilities as He wills.
根据他的旨意好好来分配这四方面的生活。
You know, look at our Lord Jesus.
看我们的主,
when He was on earth,
当他在地上的时候,
when He was 12 years old,
他12岁,
He went to the temple.
他到圣殿去,
become a son of law.
成为律法之子,
and he remained in the temple.
他就留在圣殿,
and when his other parents found him,
在地上的父母来找他的时候,
why do you do this?
就问他,
he said, I must be occupied with my father's business.
他回答说,
but he followed his earthly parents.
但他是跟随他地上的父母,
he went home with them.
他跟随他们回家,
and was obedient to them.
还顺服他们,
because he was still a minor.
因为他还是一个年幼的人,
he became a carpenter.
他成为一个牧商,
you know, the Bible seems, you know, when you read the Bible, it seems that Joseph, his father, the earthly father, was never mentioned anymore.
你知道这以后，他主耶稣地上的父亲约瑟好像再没有提过他了。He
was much older than Mary.
他比玛利亚年纪大。Evidently
he passed away.
然后他就过去了。Now
who would take care of the family?
那谁照管这个家庭啊？
As the firstborn.
那当然是头生的孩子。So
he became a carpenter.
所以主耶稣就成为那个牧匠,
to support the family.
来支持这个家庭的生活。
And the Bible called him the carpenter.
圣经说他是那个牧匠。
Now it must be he is the best carpenter.
意思是说他是最好的牧匠。
For the glory of God.
为了荣耀神。
When he was 30.
当他30岁。
His other brothers had grown up.
他其他兄弟都
His duty with the family was over.
他对家庭的责任可以说告一个段落了。
And he came out and ministered.
然后他出来服侍神。
But even when he was dying on the cross,
但就是他在十字架上要死的时候,
he made provision for his mother.
他还为了他妈妈做了最好的准备。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
if we learn to live by the life of Christ in us,
如果我们照着基督的生命在我们里面而活着的话,
and if we seek the Lord about how to distribute our time,
我们求主教导我们怎么分配我们的时间,
he will enable us to do it wisely.
他就叫我们能够有智慧的来处理这一切的事。
There is no rigid rule.
没有一个定下来的一个的道理。
It is flexible according to the leading of the Spirit of God.
要根据圣灵的带领，很自由的，很弹性的来处理这些。
So may the Lord bring us into such a spiritual life.
我们今天求主把我们带到这样的属灵的生活的里面。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank Thee for giving us these opportunities to be together.
主为了给我们这样聚集的机会, 我们感谢你。
We thank Thee for Thy precious word.
我们感谢你那个宝贵的话。
May Thy word become reality to each and every one of us.
但愿你的话在每个人身上成为那个实际。
It is all for Thy own glory.
单单是为了你的荣耀。
We ask in Thy name.
我们祷告靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.